Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
What's happening? We are back with another classic episode of Feeling Good with Duddy. This one goes all the way back to April of 2021 with our good friend Sideways. And joining them is Kaleo from Pepper. This one includes a live performance as well. Hope you guys enjoy. Peace. Hey, welcome to the show. Feeling Good with Duddy. That's me. Let's go. Oh, yay! It's episode 98 of Feeling Good with Duddy, the show that points at the world, has a laugh, points in the mirror, has a laugh, fairest of the fair, bravest of them all, and the only live music venue in Southern California. That's us, the Feeling Good with Duddy show. Hi, I'm Jake B., host of the Morning Ride show on Facebook, co-host of this very show. Let me introduce you to my brother, the host, the guitar player, the singer for the Dirty Heads. Here he is, everybody, Duddy B.
What is happening? Thank you for that amazing intro, Jake.
You know what? You're welcome.
Oh, my goodness. We have an amazing show for you today, guys. We have awesome guests here. We have the guys from Sideways. We have Dustin Parks here sitting with us. We have a great You Should Be Shot segment. We have a conspiracy query. The band's going to perform some songs for us. He's going to show us a riff. We're all going to show you our riffs. We have some poop stories. We have some Q&A. And we also have some listener stories today.
Yeah, we're trying something new here today. Yeah. We have a listener scary story that they sent in that we will comment on and share with you. And we have a listener poop story.
We do. But before we get into any of that stuff, Jake, tell them how they can support the show.
All right. A couple things. Firstly, are you listening on iTunes? What is it? It's Apple Podcasts. That's what it is. The purple app on your phone. If you're listening there, please give us a rating. Give us a 5-star rating. Write a review. That's like the major thing for us. That helps us get recommended to other podcast listeners. And then hopefully we can grow the show. Also, if you really like the show and you want to hear more of us talking, you go to patreon.com, Feeling Good with Duddy, and you'll get an episode every Monday that you don't get for free here. And then you'll get not live, but guitar tutorials from Duddy B. And you get to ask questions that we answer on the show. That's pretty much it. Wait a minute. More. We have merch now again.
We do.
That's right. Tell them what the merch address is, Duddy.
It is, Luke, it is fgwd.shopify.com. And we made some merch.
We did a thing. So that's it. That's all we ask, guys. Otherwise, enjoy the show. We do have we have an awesome band here today, killer songs. And right now we're going to introduce the guest who's the singer of this band, the creator of this band, Sideways from Santa Barbara, Dustin Parks. Welcome to the show, bro.
What's up, guys? Thanks for having me out.
Thank you so much for coming. Drove all the way from Santa Barbara today. What's that, like 2 hours?
It's like 4. Dude.
Oh, it's more. Yeah.
No, it's about 3.
It's about 3, yeah. But if you have to go through
it
LA.
It feels like 4.
It does. Yeah, you have to go
LA
through
LA. Can make it a 7-hour journey. Yeah. If it's...
That'll change your whole trip.
It'll ruin some things. But thank you guys so much for coming down.
Of course, thanks for having me. I'm stoked to be here.
And you guys ripped off like 3 awesome songs. One of them featuring the boys from Pepper. Actually, not the boys from Pepper, but Kaleo, who I always fucking end up saying Kalohe. My favorite surfer, Kalohe and Dino. And then Kaleo, I always just mix those two up. But yeah, you guys ripped it up. And so here's the deal. What's going on with Sideways?
We're doing what we can do right now. We have a full record, just about done, which we're stoked on. It's our debut record with Law Records. We put out one before, but with the record label, it's our debut. We got Kaleo. We got 2 more good features who I can't drop just yet. But dude, the music's great, and we're stoked to put it out.
You're just waiting.
We're just waiting. We don't want to put it out just yet if we don't have a tour or anything like going on to kind of push it harder. But I mean, I'm excited. I just want to get it out there.
It's tough because it's like you have this amazing music and you want to put it out so bad. But I feel like it's so close to really figuring out tours again and getting it going. Yeah. It's almost like, let's just hold off a little bit more.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, we're kind of in the same exact boat right now.
Yeah.
We're just like, we have all this music, but we're just waiting a little bit longer.
Exactly. I think it's just the smarter move to just wait a little bit and see how things happen.
It's but every band that we've had on recently has an album chambered up.
And they're like, of course. But exactly.
Like we always say, there's about to be so much music hitting people's ears. So that's the good thing. Eventually it's all going to spill out. And so that's what's going on. You guys have got the album. You're just waiting to tour. You just played some of the songs and people are going to get to hear them in a little bit. But band history, like I was talking to you before the show and you came out from Boston. You started this project yourself, right? Or no, with a producer
with a buddy
in Boston.
Yeah.
Tell us how Sideways became what it is today.
Yeah. So originally from Boston, me and my buddy, Trevor Buckingham, who does all the production still to this day. We just work remotely through, you know, FaceTime or whatever. We started together when we had bands in high school and then we were freshmen in college and we both hated going to school, especially me. So I would just, record music in my dorm room instead of go to class, obviously. And, eventually, you know, we got some hits on the internet and we were like, fuck it. Let's go for it. Let's bring it out to California. So I moved out alone to LA. I actually lived in Inglewood, landed in Inglewood. And eventually I had a friend in Santa Barbara who lived there and I just fell in love with the place way more than Inglewood.
a little different.
Very different.
Yeah. So from there on, I was just recording music and eventually met the guys in the band that are in it now and started playing shows and just getting a following and doing the thing.
Come out here on your own.
Yeah.
No band.
No friends, no band.
No friends, nothing. You moved to Inglewood with zero friends.
Yeah, zero. I didn't know anybody.
God dang. Yeah,
I would just skate down Venice Boardwalk every day just to kill time.
What was the plan? So the plan was just to meet some people. You already have songs.
Yeah.
Let me meet some people that are willing, that want to play these songs with me. Let's play some shows.
Yeah.
I'm in the right area.
Some kids that are good and they're like, oh, we'll play the music that you're coming out with. And that was the whole goal.
So maybe didn't meet anyone in Inglewood and then knew the friend in Santa Barbara, went there, met the guys.
It took me like at least a couple of years to meet them. I had filled in with a band, just like they would bring me up and sing a couple of songs in some dive bars. And eventually I came across these guys from UCSB who are just great musicians and hungry, young, a little younger than me. So they're ready to go.
Were they already playing in a band at all, or
Casey had been touring with a couple bands. I think it was Thicker Than Thieves was one of them.
Okay,
and he grew up right around this area, and he was a 17th Street guy as well for drums.
We all were 17th Street dudes at our points in life.
So he moved out to Santa Barbara, and we didn't have a drummer, and a mutual friend connected us, and it worked out great. So
nice,
pretty awesome.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
We always love the stories like that. We've had a few before on the show where it's like somebody just wants to make it happen and just ups and moves out to the West Coast alone.
Yeah.
It's like, you know, and we're always like, damn, dude, that's brave. Like Duddy and I were fortunate that our parents ended up moving here when I turned 8 here. Duddy turned 6.
We started here.
We were born in LA.
Yeah.
But we lived in Reno, Duddy and I.
We moved to Reno
when we were like younger. And then we lived with our grandma in Woodland Hills for a year while our parents tried to find a house and bam, we land in Huntington Beach. So we were so fortunate for that.
Yeah, totally.
Mean, you know, I always think, you know, if we grew up in Reno, Duddy, we'd probably, I don't know, dirt bike or skateboard, but, you know, we're going to do something radical.
Yeah.
But here I got to surf, you know, we got to just get, and that's, we're so lucky. And then the music culture that we were lucky enough to be around.
Yeah, that's why I knew I had to come out to California. Yep. It's the play. It's the way to go.
And it's working.
Yes. It's starting to work.
That's so, pretty.
Go ahead, Dad.
No, I was just going to, we were talking earlier and we had started that. We were talking about playing shows and whatnot. And, And we had that segment that we had started, the band etiquette situation, and you had such a great one.
Yes.
And for those of you who are listening that don't know exactly what I'm talking about is, we started a new segment last episode, and it's called Band Etiquette. And it's things you see from the stage as the band that you see happening in the crowd. And you're just like, oh, come on, guys, let's stop this. This is insane. And he told us such a great one earlier. So you want to just fill him in a little bit on what you were saying?
My biggest pet peeve of all time. And you can, I mean, you can be in a band and see this, or you can be at a concert and see this next to you. The fucking guy yelling in the girl's ear next to him, just hitting on her so hard she wants nothing to do with the guy. And it's just like, it's cringy. It's the cringiest thing I've ever seen. And it's hilarious.
It was so great when you said that. I was like, oh my God.
Nailed.
It's perfect. I've seen this. The girl's just trying to have fun. She's just dancing. Yeah. She's with her girlfriends. They're dancing. They're singing along. And then the creepo drunk dude rolls in and just starts screaming, what's up, girl? What are you doing after that?
You can only imagine the guy being like, hey, like, babe, I'm in a band too. Do you like these guys?
If you like this, wait till you catch what I'm doing.
Yeah, exactly.
You can see it start. So real quick too, the band etiquette thing. Duddy firstly called out shirtless dudes who are on top of other dudes' shoulders. Like, it's nobody always, at a show wants
I
that.
I feel like anytime I see a guy on top of another guy's shoulders, he's always buff.
Always buff, always sweaty.
And he's always
potential back knee.
But he's always bigger and buffer, because that's the why he's get on my huge buddy's shoulders. I'm also huge. Let's tromp around knocking everyone's beer over, because that's what people want.
And
right?
Yeah, to add to the shirtless guy holding a beer on someone's shirt and then just Johnny Appleseed
out everybody's joints and cigarettes, just splashing
on the concert.
Oh, man. Just the worst. So that was the first one. And then we had someone that brought up they hate when they see a girl maybe crowd surfing and guys are groping them. And we're like, absolutely.
It's every time.
It's every time a girl crowd surfs.
She gets so groped. And I'm wondering if they don't know, or it's they like it.
I mean,
like,
I think they'll
get groped.
There's a couple that really reach for it.
It's a reacher, dude, and just a double hand twister.
I mean the girls. I'm saying, do the girls, is it like their first time? They don't know they're about to get groped.
So
they're like, yay! Or they're like, dude, I love crowd surfing because I just get felt
up. It becomes the worst experience of their lives for some of them.
Yeah. If you see a girl crowd surf twice, she loves it.
Okay.
If it's once and then a horrified look and a shuffling to the back, well, then this
assault. She would have rather hit the ground.
I guess. Yeah. If you're into it too. Yeah.
If you see, so what we're saying is, if you see a girl crowd surf more than one time, when she lands, go yell in her ear.
Yeah, get into her ear.
Get right up in there and try and talk to her. Yeah.
But so those are the only two we had before today, but I kind of, this is my favorite one because
it
hits on a couple levels. Yes, you see the dude that's hitting on the chick and you can see her body language is, I'm 100% not interested. The dude is leaning in, yelling into her ear. It is a funny thing to see from the stage.
Yeah, that's hilarious.
And the yelling into the ear thing surpasses even the hitting on a chick or any. I forgot about that part of live shows until you said it, where even your best friend next to you and he's just leaning and yelling to try to get over the music, and it's painful.
It is.
Yeah, it is.
Tell me in between songs.
Band etiquette.
Yeah. Band etiquette is great. And you know what? I love that. And in this, the yelling kind of brings me into this next little thing I want to talk about, Jake.
Life etiquette, Daddy?
Life etiquette. I actually have a you should be shot today.
Shot.
Yes.
I was reaching for the slap and then you
should be
curveballed it.
Shot. You should be shot. Yeah.
All
right.
We
have live drops today, people.
Yep. That's why it's slower than normal.
Okay. I went out to eat with my family and I saw this happening. It was in, you know, it was in like my 2 o'clock vision, and the bar's over at my 2 o'clock and I just see it happening. There's this group of like, you know, early 20s. It's like 4 or 5 of them. They're cool. They're chilling. They're having drinks at the bar. But then I noticed, obviously, there's 2 of them that are a couple.
Mm-hmm.
And they start to argue. And they argue enough to where I could hear them arguing. And I'm not even in the bar area. I'm sitting over at the table with my family and I could see it. And they're not like screaming, but they're full on arguing. Like, they're obviously mad at each other. They're pointing at each other. They're doing the stuff. And which is already the worst thing in the world when couples argue and fight in public, but then I see them doing what is the worst. And I remember I had friends growing up that would do this. I had friends that were in just terrible relationships. I would argue every single night, everywhere we went, they argue, they make a scene, and they're hitting their friends, like pointing, trying to get their friends involved in, like, did you hear what she, what the fucking she said? And trying to get their friends to jump in onto, into their argument. And just, oh, so that's my thing. Couples who argue all the time in public, they need to be shot.
Bam.
Not killed.
Yeah, agreed.
Not killed. It's a graze. It's a graze. Luke wanted me to shoot them in the mouth. And I was like, Luke, that would kill them, Luke. Jesus, I will graze their lips. I'll graze the lips.
Wow, a lip graze.
Not dead, gonna have to eat only cold stuff for a few weeks. You'll be fine.
Do they lose their lips? Is this just that the lips get heated up to they're burned?
It's like, yes, it's such a graze. It's like sizzling. Dang, daddy, it's very sinister. Hot. It's gonna burn their lips, mm-hmm. and they're gonna know how close they were to dying.
Yes.
Because of arguing in public.
The argument, you should be shot.
Public argument, you should be shot.
I 100% agree. This is a horrifying, awkward thing. I love watching it from a distance, actually. Were you kind of?
I have loved watching
it. You couldn't have been happier.
I couldn't take my eyes off. My wife was like, what are you looking at? Because she's, you know, sitting, I'm looking at my wife, so she's not seeing this. And I'm doing one of those things where you're looking at her, but every 2 seconds, my eyes glance back over in that other direction. And I kept watching, like, what are you looking at? I'm like, dude, this couple over here is just totally arguing and I can't stop watching. And it just made me think, because I'm not going to name any names, but I had multiple friends growing up that were in relationships where you're just like, fuck. Every single time we hang out, you guys argue in public and it's so embarrassing.
What's your stance on public arguments between lovers?
Yeah, it's the worst. I can't deny it. I've been there before, but not to that extent. I mean, there's some people that are so brutal about it.
Oh, like, God.
If I get it, I'm just like, let's walk away a little bit. We're not going to do it in front of everybody at the bar.
Yes.
Like, and also just chill the fuck out.
Yes.
Like, you must drag the other person. And it doesn't even have to be your girlfriend, boyfriend, whatever. It's like a friend, anything where it's just a full-blown public thing. You must drag the other person to a dark corner where no one can see. It has to happen. And then the involving of the friends, that's my favorite.
Yeah.
You're just like, hands immediately go up. I am not interested.
Yeah, I want nothing to do with this.
Yeah. Remember that Dane Cook joke when he's like, I love hearing people's arguments at the store when they're on the next aisle. It's a great Dane Cook bit. Yeah. He's all, I listen in. He's all, I'll throw things in to encourage the argument.
Oh, that's good.
Then, and he said he called the chick a twat, and then the boyfriend heard it and said, twat, that's a good word, man. Yeah, you're a twat. And then he helps the arguments get worse. Like,
oh, man, I should have done that.
You should have thrown that in.
I should have just walked by and went, she's right.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. See, that guy. Thanks, bro. And then it fires it up a lot, Duddy. Wow, you should be shot. We're starting out hot and heavy. Band etiquette.
I like it.
It's all to help people, really, because
I'm just trying to teach people.
Yeah, don't yell in people's ears at the shows. Don't argue in public. I think we've done a lot for society.
Yeah, the guy who yells already at the chick in the ear in the show is the guy who yells at his girlfriend as well at the bar.
100%.
It's the same thing. 100%. It's the same guy.
It's a foreshadowing.
It is.
Yeah. You will be yelled at forever by this guy. Yes,
exactly. Yeah. Music or not, he's going to be yelling in your ear.
You meet a nice guy, ladies listening, or, you know, fellas, whoever's having sex with people, if the other person that you might want to have sex with, if they wait in between the song and then whisper at you, hey, how's the show going for you? That's the person live with for a year and a half, get a cat together, and then break up. That's the person, everybody.
All right. Now,
you guys, this is where it gets super favorite-y. Dustin?
Everybody's favorite segment is coming up.
Dustin's?
Which Dustin?
Yeah. Dustin's? Are you guys ready? Yeah.
We're ready.
The Dustin's.
All right.
This is Conspiracy Query. Dustin Duddy. Okay. We'll call you Duddy because it's two Dustins. I like that name anyway.
Can I be Duddy P?
Sure.
Duddy P, dude. Duddy P and Duddy B. I actually really like that a lot. Yes, you're Duddy P from now on. So awesome. Boys, Duddies.
It's a dream of mine.
Duddy P, I have something to tell you. This is not a conspiracy theory, okay?
Okay.
You know what that is, right, Duddy P? A conspiracy theory?
Yes, I do.
Okay, good.
Okay, this is not that.
Duddy B, tell him what you're doing.
Okay. This is, I didn't come up with this. I'm not trying to convince you that this is real. I didn't find this on the internet. I did find this on the internet.
We found it on the internet. That was a lie.
What I'm trying to say is that this is a conspiracy query.
He's not telling you, have you heard this? Dude, check this out. He's asking you, do you believe this shit? It's a lot safer.
What I'm really asking is, do you believe in conspiracy queries?
Thank you, Duddy.
Okay.
B.
Well, let's see. You guys know we're taking you around the entire world. Around the globe, really. We spin the globe. I put my finger down. Wherever it lands is where I go to find these stories. And this one comes, you know, from our friends at Thrillist.com.
Of course.
And it took us all the way to our nation's capital, Kentucky.
Get out of here.
Yeah. Yeah. And this one is called The Witch Girl of Pilot's Knob. Could have came up with a better name, but all right.
All
Why is this creepy? Just looking at the picture of young Mary Evelyn Ford's grave feels a bit unnerving. With a series of interlocking white crosses forming a fence around a pit of gravel and the bars appearing unnaturally bent in some places. Then you hear the alleged backstory. A mother and daughter, both accused of witchcraft, were burned at the stake in 1916. With the mother's charred remains being carried to a far-off location while the daughter was buried in a steel-lined coffin covered in stone encased in crosses to prevent her escape. Some have claimed to witness tiny footprints appearing in the gravel or even a young ghostly figure trying to escape the gravesite. Kid ghosts, as we know, are the creepiest ghosts, Jake.
Wow. That's a pretty horrifying tale.
Yeah.
So it's really just a super creepy grave site.
It's a creepy grave site. Well, they took the mom. They burned a mom and daughter who they thought were witches. And then
that's what you do back then.
They took the mom far away.
Well, yeah. Get her out of here.
And they buried the daughter there.
Mm-hmm.
Surrounded it with crosses and steel bars to keep her in. And the bars are all bent. So has she escaped or has the mother come back to find her?
Interesting.
Wow. Okay. And people see little ghosts like leaving the gravesite and stuff. And then they make a little statement at the end, which I'm not sure everyone on earth agrees with. Because as we all know, like kid ghosts, as we all know, this is how they wrote it, are the creepiest ghosts.
Yeah. I kind of don't agree.
No. I mean, I remember there was like a half a moment there in like the late 90s where horror movie was like a youthful ghost. And remember there was the Japanese one where the boy just opened his mouth real wide. And then like the camera cuts away and I'm like, okay.
Put the kid in the hallway and we'll do a thing. It'll be scary.
You got the two twin daughters in The Shining.
I've
we
seen
like
a lot
that.
Scarier ghosts than like little kid ghosts.
Yeah. Like a full grown, gnarly, huge ghost would be scarier to me than a kid ghost. Better chance of kicking that ghost's ass all over that house. Little bitch. Yeah.
Oh man, so I don't know. I don't even know where. Let's see where this came from.
Yeah, because I'm this. This well, is weird one.
It's a weird one. While stories about the gravesite go back decades and naturally increased in detail with the growth of the internet, of course, there's not much evidence that anyone was buried at the stake for witchcraft in the area in 1916. Even back then, that was generally big news. Mary Evelyn Ford really did die a tragic young death, but the state cause of death is, what is that?
I was going to say, I can't say that word.
Peritonitis? What?
Well, I don't know.
Peritonitis. I think that's the closest.
Peritonitis?
Jeez, yeah. I don't know what that word is.
An inflammation of the stomach lining. Okay, that is. It's amazing what a truly unnerving gravesite can do for the imagination. We still wouldn't want to be near it at night. So wait, I don't get it though. So is there bent bars? Is there crosses?
Yeah, weird.
Yes. I think the gravesite is creepy. It looks creepy. They're just saying that there's no proof that people were burning witches at the stake back then. So they're not sure about that part of the story, right? And they're just saying, hey, in the end, it just means a creepy gravesite is creepy and people make up stories about it. Is that what they're saying?
I'd like to believe that there's, a mother ghost came back, grabbed her daughter.
Dude, here's the deal. Once again, we're dealing with a small community ravaged by the lockdowns. and Pilot's Knob doesn't want visitors to not come to town, right?
How do we get people to come to Pilot's Knob?
And then they are trying to cover it up too now. Like, we never burn witches here at Pirate's Knob. It's just
not even Pirate's Knob. Pirate's Knob would be dope.
Oh, Pilot's Knob. I'm sorry.
Pilot's Knob?
Look, that's not nearly as cool as Pirates.
If you just take witch out of this, it just sounds like a airplane pilot is getting knobbed off by a stewardess. The girl in the Pilot's Knob.
Oh.
Okay. This is your captain speaking. But
whole story has changed.
Just picturing a pilot.
Hey, Jake, where do you find a Pilot's Knob? In his cockpit. Hey!
Duddy. That was a weird one, dude. That was a weird one. Usually we have like three-legged people smashing into cars. This one was like, could there be a gravestone somewhere? Weird.
I guess there's only one question is, do you believe if you go to Pilot's Knob? There's a baby. I can't even do this one.
Dude, there is a place called Pilot's Knob.
Yeah.
Why?
Luke, give us the meaning of Pilot's Knob, please.
Or just look up this place. I need the fucking location. I need the population.
I think this story came. They're like, we need more tourism in Pilot's Knob. Well, tell a witch story. All right. He'll never find it.
Luke's looking shit up.
He'll never find it.
Oh, it's beautiful.
It is.
It does look nice, yeah.
Okay.
Pilot's Knob is an absolute oasis wonderland. Look at it. It's a Shangri-La.
And look at everywhere I see it, it's not even Pilot's Knob, it's Pilot Knob.
Pilot Knob, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That is a really bad name for a place.
That's just a funky name, but guess what, Duddy?
What's up?
Add it to the tour.
We're going to have to go to Pilot Knob.
Yeah.
Right after Tagus.
When Sideways is on tour, we'll give you guys all the locations. Each one of our little conspiracy queries that we go over, we've marked the little city, and they're a town. They're always little towns, and you know, nobody's ever going to go there, but we'll talk about it.
We're going to do a tour through them all. But oh my God.
We do have an extra bonus thing right now.
Let's do it.
Remember how we told you guys we're doing a new thing with the listener stories earlier in this show? Well, we are. And this is what happened. We told you, and we are. We asked for the listeners to send us in their own scary stories and their own pant-shitting stories, and then maybe we'll feature them on our show if we don't think you're lying and if they're not boring and if they're not like 8 minutes long because we're not going to live. You guys know the rules. We have one, okay? A listener by the name of Kristen Haggett. She's a big-time listener, big-time participator on the FGWD Bunker on Facebook. Huh, Duddy?
Yes, she is.
She's a poster over there. She has sent us in her own story. It's not necessarily a monster story. Well, it kind of is. I'll just hit play, and we're going to listen to it right along with you guys. This is a good one.
I haven't heard this yet.
You have not. Neither of the Dustins have heard this. I have previewed it.
We're Duddies.
Yeah, sorry.
We talked about this earlier.
Duddy B and Duddy P, get ready because this is listener story. I don't know. I was like, first thing I could think of.
I like it.
All right, guys. The scariest event in my life was the day I found out my next door neighbor was none other than Gary Ridgway, the Green River Killer. I grew up for the first half of my childhood in Auburn, Washington. Growing up, there was a house behind mine that was surrounded in heavy woods and only chicken wire separating that property and my backyard. My neighbor was a very quiet and mysterious guy, and he had always creeped me out when I was a kid, even prompting my mother to tell me.
She sounds like she should work for Dateline.
Yeah, dude, what?
When I listened to this originally,
so serious,
I said that to Luke. Let's take it back to the top because...
Whoa, all the way to the top?
No, okay, I'll play it through right here. But the way she starts it out was finding out that my neighbor was none other than... I was like, well,
look at this guy, dude. Mind of a monster.
All right, she's good, guys. All right, let's continue.
He's a nice Christian man, and I had nothing to be scared of. The only nice part about having him as a neighbor would be that his little dog would break into my yard, and I'd get to play with it until he would come by and grab his dog. One day, when I was probably about 4 years old, I was playing in my backyard, and he was up on his backhoe clearing out some trees. I ended up just standing there in my yard, and I looked up at him, and he looked down at me, and we made eye contact. And it was the scariest moment of my life. I saw nothing but pure evil and blackness in his eyes. I knew that there was just something horrible about him, but my young mind couldn't even begin to imagine how horrible he really was. when I was 9 years old, we ended up getting a bunch of police and news reporters at our door. And I asked my mom about what was going on. And she told me that our neighbor, the same man that she told me years before was a nice Christian man, was in fact Gary Ridgway, the Green River Killer, who at that point was suspected in the murders of 49 women. Now he has confessed to murdering over 100. There's my story.
Wow. When I heard that earlier, I was like, that is so good. That's and so, so good. Well told by her.
Kristen Haggett, well
coming
done.
With the heat. Gosh, next.
Where did we go from that? That was an amazing story. Thank you for sharing that.
Yeah,
with
the
us.
Moment when she said, you know, like I looked up and he looked down at me and we caught eye contact. Creep me out.
I had a little goosey bumpy.
Just gave me the goosey.
Reminds me of like the put the lotion on the skin guy. Drop a joke on this one, but holy shit.
Put the lotion. Oh my God. And Luke has pulled up pictures of this dude. He is horrifying looking.
Wow.
You can. There's like one photo where he looks nice. Look at the blue shirt one.
Yeah.
The one photo.
Like, is it acting debut photo?
Yeah, that totally looks like
headshot.
Every other photo, he definitely murdered everyone on Earth twice.
Wow. Yeah.
So she said that he confessed to killing over 100 women.
Yikes, dude.
That's terrible.
Whew. Well, we literally asked people this morning if they could send in some of these stories, and she got this one in that fast. And honestly, that was one of the coolest things
that
ever
was
on this show. Yeah. That was great.
That was better than our show.
That was way better than our show.
Yeah.
So, yeah, you guys, if you're listening, if you have, I mean, good luck following that one, right? Every listener who's listening.
There's no way.
Yeah, so if you guys live next door to like Jeffrey Dahmer, hit us up.
Yeah,
but, my uncle was Hitler.
Oh my God.
Oh man,
my uncle was none other than Hitler. Wow. Great
that
job.
That story was awesome. And you know what else is awesome, Jake?
What is?
The band Sideways.
Oh, absolutely.
That's so nice, you guys.
They're gonna play some music for us. Let's get into this first one. What's this first one called that we're gonna get into?
We're gonna do the Kaleo jam. One.
Yeah,
it's called We Won't Run, featuring Kaleo Pepper. We just dropped it, I think about a month or two ago. So here it is.
Right on. Enjoy. All right, we're here with Sideways, Kaleo from Pepper, and this one's called We Won't Run.
Try to catch who they gonna threat. The world is burning down like a cigarette. We losing feeling, call it 30 Percocet. I'll be standing upon the ground so you won't catch me running yet. Drive by, all we do is wonder why. Got them people with the badge shooting bullets to the sky. Dirty president, how is all the money spent? How is everything so lost up in an argument? I can't sleep, can't eat, I can't breathe. Madness, so we try and take it carefully. Over a million screaming that they're finally done. But we ain't gonna run.
We refuse to be what they wanted us to be. We are who we are, that's the way it's gonna be. They don't wanna see us move in unity. Let's take a look around, we got everything we need. Don't let them fool you or let them abuse you. Cause we won't run, we won't run away. Yeah. Don't let them stop you, no. No matter what they do. Cause
and we won't run. We won't run away, and we won't run away. How can I suffocate until I die? All the hatred in the eye brings the devil from inside. As we stand, there's a gun up in their hand telling us to back down while we scream and fuck the man. We can't eat, can't sleep, we can't breathe. So why would I have to do what you believe? Over a million screaming that they're finally done. But we ain't gonna run.
We refuse to be what they wanted us to be. We are who we are, that's the way it's gonna be. They don't wanna see us move in unity. Just take a look around, we got everything we need. Don't let them fool you or
let them abuse you, cause we won't run, we won't run away. Yeah, don't let them stop you, no, no matter what they do, cause we won't run, we won't run away. And we won't run away. We won't run, we won't run away. And we won't run away. We won't run, we won't run away. And we won't run away.
Awesome. Thank you guys so much.
Thank you guys. Thanks for having us.
We're being heckled side stage, guys. Yeah, yeah.
The drinking, rest of the band.
They're drinking all the Fernet over there. I saw a poor shot.
Oh, no. What do you guys think of the Fernet? You love it.
I love Fernet. Okay. It's like my favorite shot.
Not many people are into that.
I think it's a bartender thing. If you work in the industry, everybody loves Fernet.
You are a bartender.
Yes. Yeah,
oh,
yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, yeah.
He, before we did the show, he's like, do you mind if I make a drink, you know, really quick? I'm like, go ahead, have whatever you want. I'm like, you know what? I'll have one with you. I'm not going to let you drink alone. So he made us some vodka sodas. It's the strongest drink I've ever had in my entire life.
So you're one of the bartenders that people want to get.
Yeah, yeah. The place our buddy's a manager there that we actually all, me and Casey both fill in at, we just pour heavy hands for everybody. It's just like a little dive bar in Santa Barbara.
What's it called?
It's called the James Joyce.
Oh, the James Joyce.
Yeah, it's Guinness and Jameson shots.
If you want to absolutely black out,
go there.
James.
But I don't actually work there. I'm a musician. So.
Yeah. Just for fun, you know. Yeah. Oh, man. But
you know what? There hasn't been a lot of shows lately, all right?
Yes. You got to do something. Yeah. Luck, yeah. Man.
Jeez.
Yeah, don't judge me.
I'm not going to lie, though. When you go to a bar and you order a drink and the bartender pours you a stiff one, does that feel good, Jake?
You know it does, Daddy. It feels good.
And you know what else feels good? Our sponsors. Does that make sense? It does.
Yeah. I don't know if that is a weird thing.
Feels good. Our sponsors. Well, that does feel good.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
You heard it here, people.
Dutch.
Oh, damn, you just sold me on it.
Yeah. Oh, Daddy B, it's everyone's favorite time of day and show.
What's that?
It's Show Us Your Riff.
Oh, nice. Oh, man.
Yeah, that's where we pick up this little guitar. And we try to play a riff. You guys know what it is. It's a very simple concept. Heavy riff time. Any riff.
We feel like everyone that plays guitar, they have that thing like right when they grab a guitar, they just like do a little thing.
Even if it's not going to be bad. I'm going to think of something super random.
Yeah, dude. Anything you want. I don't know where to go. I'm going to Spain again, Daddy.
Oh, yeah.
Here we go.
Thank you.
Yes. Yeah. Whoa. Wrote it for the show.
That was sick.
Castlevania type thing.
I told everyone I'd improve.
I'm not. I'm doing the same thing.
All right.
Yeah.
That's my riff.
Yep.
All right. Let's see what I got here. I'm going to top you.
Oh, good. Good, good, good. Get it up there near that mic a little bit.
Is does that have to be close
dude,
to
Dude, you just won no the way. Day. No, dude, you just won. Wait, do it again, because that was Blink-182.
Oh, my God.
No, I wrote that.
Nice. Oh, that's really good. Just kidding.
Here, I'll help you with the mic.
That was fucking radical.
Keep it going. Yeah, it was nice. A Friday night. Sing it, I fucking wish I knew the words and we're fucking feeling right. Yeah. And I turned off my TV.
That was sweet. Man,
you should show that to some people. We could probably get that on the radio.
That's a tight riff.
You know what else is sick?
Do you mind if I use that riff for my band? God.
I have a good idea for a band name. Blink. We could use that riff.
I don't think you can, because Blink's probably taken, add something to that.
Just throw out some random numbers.
Yeah, sure, why not?
182 or something.
Perfect, Blink-182, play that riff. We got a band, yeah. We've made fun of Blink-182.
Take our clothes off.
We've made fun of Blink on the show in a loving way.
Oh, yeah. They're amazing.
Which one? Oh, it was.
Oh yeah, it was this song.
It was the aggressiveness of the vocals on this song. How are you?
Yeah.
And then the lyrics didn't make sense.
I'm so sorry.
That was the lyric.
Yeah.
Where are you?
Yeah.
And I'm so sorry.
Yeah.
My mind was blown. And then the word yed. We were introduced to the word yed. Inside my yad.
Yeah.
And I'm like, whoa.
That was good.
Definitely yad.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, come on, they fucking rip.
Fucking just iconic too. The so good. He said yad is so funny.
Yeah. Yeah. Dude, there's another guy saying yad out there now.
Oh no.
It's the
Machine Gun Kelly.
In my yad.
Well, he's working with Travis Barker, so he just had to go with yad.
Wow, I didn't even put that together.
Yeah.
So it's Travis Barker's fault. We're blaming the singers. Yeah. God damn it, Trav.
Did Blink's yad come before Travis?
Oh,
No.
That was a post-Travis yad.
I think the guy was like, hey, maybe let's take that one again because you said yad instead of head, you know?
Dude, like, no one raised their hand in the studio.
Yeah. What did you say, yad?
Have I been saying it wrong this whole time?
It must have been a horrifying creative environment. Nobody was like, no, just put your fucking, just leave it.
I'm saying head. What are you talking about?
Look at us making fun of like one of the biggest hits ever.
Yeah.
I'm going to start saying yed in every goddamn song I make.
They were a yed of their time. Come on.
Oh, look at that. A late applause drop for Duddy on that. Wow.
Oh my God.
So that's definitely what we had planned to do right now. What are we going into? We did show us your riff.
And now we're going to go into some poop stories.
Yeah, they got a poop story, guys.
Oh.
So, Dustin, the poop story is not you. Who's pooped their pants?
I think it's, Casey Kernahan. Casey's cutting in.
Drum man.
All right, Dustin's going to have to give Casey his mic for a sec.
Right.
You can put those headphones on if you like. You don't even need them, really.
Welcome.
All right. We got Casey here, guys, from Sideways, and he's going to tell us an electrifying story about when he shit himself.
Oh, man, the mic's all loose on poor Casey.
Yeah, stoked to be here. That's all right. Make it work.
Oh, twist it all the way around? Like, there you go. Back at you.
Nice.
Bam.
Yeah. You guys, for the listeners, he's twisting the mic around. We're tightening it, and we've got it.
Slide it right back at you. Yeah. Pull it at you a little more. There you go.
Yeah.
All right, let's hear this. And after we hear his story, we actually have two listener No, we're going to do two. We're doing two, right, Luke?
Are we doing both?
We're
doing Kimmy. We have one.
Just one?
Yeah. We got one from the boys and then one from a listener.
All right.
All right. So here we go.
Yeah. Okay. So this all starts. So I'm at my buddy's parents' cabin up in the mountains. It's for like a little Christmas getaway kind of type deal.
Mountain poop.
Oh, this is, I like it already.
Yeah, it's the elevation. And so, you know, it's one of those things you're drinking all day, like that kind of type deal. And I sit down for dinner and my buddy's parents' family is all Italians, you know, hardcore Italians. And so we get down for dinner and it's like pizza, you know, calzones, lasagna, all this stuff. And I'm lactose intolerant.
Oh, okay.
And so it's
not
just
a good combo.
I'm looking at a table of like an absolute nightmare. And so I'm like, oh, fuck. And so I don't want to be rude. So
and then
I just,
Italian family. So they're like,
you cannot.
I had no choice, you know? And so I just start eating. I just start shoveling peas. And I haven't had like cheese in 2 or 3 years. You know what I mean? It's one of those things. And so I'm just going for it, whatever. We finish the deal and I make it through the meal. And so everyone goes back to their rooms, and I get into bed, I'm in my boxers and the whole thing, and just like, you know, you rip a fart under the sheets, and it's one of those things instantly, like, ooh, your spine stiffens a little bit, and you're like, oh, fuck, dude, like, that felt like something. So then, so I'm in the bed, so I just, like, I kind of panic, I drop my underwear, and I just go down the hallway to the bathroom. Luckily, like, people are sleeping and all this stuff.
Naked, with poop on you.
So I made it.
Friends, family, vacation home.
Yeah.
Awesome.
And so I get to the bathroom, and I, like, you know, I do my thing, and then I stand up, and I'm like, all right, you know, I'm ready to go back to bed. And I just, and I cut one more fart standing up above the toilet and just like projectile. It looked like, dude, it was.
You didn't learn his lesson.
Have you ever watched Dexter? It's like a Dexter kill room in the bathroom. And I was like, oh, fuck, dude. It's a straight abstract painting on the floor. You know, like, so I'm like, holy shit. So, you know, hands and knees, like cleaning this thing up.
Making it worse.
So I'm using towels now.
Shower curtain.
And so I throw all the toilet paper in the fucking toilet, and I flush it, and it clogs the toilet. It's too much toilet paper. And
horrifying.
It's like, you know, it's mountain pipes, so they're like cold and frozen. No. So it's one of those things, like, fucking. And so I'm naked in this bathroom. So I look for a plunger. No plunger. Nowhere in sight. There's no plunger. And the only bathroom is like down two flights of stairs through the living room, whole deal. And so I couldn't go back into my room because my buddy was in there. I didn't want to like cause a whole scene. So I just.
The fact that you're naked this whole time.
Yeah, so this is a nightmare.
Yeah, so I book it naked through the cabin.
No.
Luckily, like. One person saw me. It was just my buddy, like getting, you know, a glass of water out of the fridge or something like that.
What the fuck was that?
Yeah, just saw the whites of my ass, you know, flashing through the lights.
I saw a ghost.
So I get down to the other bathroom. I finally get the plunger. I bring it back up and just like going to town, you know, 20 minutes, like working up a sweat, like doing the whole fucking thing. And finally, I get the toilet to work. Didn't get caught, nothing. I think I woke up extra early, buried my underwear in the snow, and then.
You've got to rid yourself of the underwear.
So, unless they hear this podcast,
you never told them ever.
No, they have no idea.
Oh my god, that takes because I would a year or two later you'd have to, but you just wanted to just bury that whole thing.
Yeah, tried.
I'm so glad you shared
it
here.
That was the last time you ate cheese.
Yeah.
I had to have a shot of Fernet coming up here just so we don't have another story on our hands
Oh my god, dude, that's a horrifying one.
We do have a quesadilla over there.
I saw it and I don't want to go anywhere near it. I'm scared just being in the same room as a quesadilla.
Maybe we can get another story out of it.
Yeah, right,
dude. So many of them are just an innocent fart.
They most of the stories start that way.
Just and you know what, we have a listener story that starts with a fart.
Let's crank it.
We all have headings. Yeah, this one comes from just one of the most legendary listeners ever, another all-time banger, just like Kristen. It's Kimmy Simonian. We know her, we love her. She has a poopy story. Here it comes.
Okay, so here's my shit my pants story. It's not really me shitting my pants, more or less. I was sitting here minding my own business. My husband decided to fart on me. So what do? I go to do it back to him, only it wasn't a fart, and I shit on his leg.
She shit all over me.
It was bad.
Goodness.
It was bad. It was gross. It was putrid. The warmth. The smell.
The warmth.
It was fucked up.
It was fucked up.
That's it?
That's awesome, dude.
Oh, that's amazing.
In and out, right to the point.
That's how you tell a story.
Absolutely,
in and
fucking
out.
We had to warn our listeners. Don't give us a 6-minute banger from them. Not yours was brilliant. I could have fucking, you could have done 10 more minutes because I was just like, dude, this is fucking crushing me right now. I love the other family's house. Dude, we had something similar to that happen. Do you remember? This happened at our house, Daddy, and I feel like it was one of your friends, and you totally reminded me of this when you said that you buried your underwear outside. No, I remember. This happened at our buddy Mike Broberg's house. This is what I'm going to tell a story from my friend Mike, who was the bass player of HB Surround Sound. He did bass for the Dirty Heads in the early days, and total homie of Duddy and I since we were just little kids. So our other buddy John, you know,
John Gummer.
John Gummer. I think it was John Gummer.
Should have said his full name.
We probably shouldn't have. And if I, you know what? And I hope I'm not wrong that it wasn't John.
Sean Gummer.
All right. He took a shit in Broberg's. He shit his pants, I think, at Broberg's house when we were younger, and hid his shit-filled underwear. He put it in their trash can in their bathroom.
Oh!
And so I remember Broberg's
that's
like
gentle giant style,
dude. I remember Broberg when we were kids. He was like, "Yeah, dude, I went to throw out the little trash can in my bathroom, and it smelled so bad, and there was just shitty underwear in there." And he's like, "Dude, he shit his pants at my house and just stuffed his underwear in my bath." Anyway, the shame stuff, and I just
the shame
yours is
stuff.
Way better in the snow. That's gone.
That's harmless. Well,
like, until spring.
Until snow melts, yeah. But luckily I'm
you're gone. Out of
dodge by then. You know, I'm not there.
Oh
yeah.
My God. Burying your underwear in the snow was a great image for me. I'm like, oh my God, the next
I
morning.
I love too, like the picture, like the snow melted just enough. So a little tiny piece of the underwear were sticking out and someone's like, hey, what's that?
Yeah.
And they pull it out. Oh my God.
Yeah, for heaven's sake. Yeah. Like, who did this? Yeah. Oh my God.
Yeah, right. CK on the tag.
Oh, wow, dude. Well, this is going to be a great segue, guys. We got another song.
Hopefully not as shitty as the...
Holy shit. This song is the shit.
Just on fire today.
Come on.
Hey. What a legendary shit story, dude. One of the best ever. That's a full-blown standing ovation. Casey's a legend.
Thank you, Casey. Thank you.
Hey, the Law Records dudes, there's been two really good Law Record. The Tunnel Vision guys had a great pants shit story. Right. That's another great one. We didn't ask Vanna. We're not trying to get...
She told us about peeing, remember?
Oh, that's
the security
right.
Guard.
We did ask her. What
she
pieces
peed on
of
a
shit?
Security guard.
She peed. Yeah, she peed her pants all. She peed herself all over
guard
a security guard's shoulder.
Out of the show, because she was too stoned, she couldn't move. So she was over the security guard's back, and she just started peeing, and it peed all
so
over.
So there it is. Every Law Records artist is really
that's
honest.
That's how you get signed by them. You have to have a good poop story, or else
starting
you
to get signed. It's the process. Hell yeah!
Well, let's get into it. What's this next song called?
Next song is called Fantasy.
All right, let's get into it.
We got Sideways here, and this one's called Fantasy.
Feeling up, feeling down while I think about you. Hope you think about me. Dip my toes in the sand while I feel the riptide take it all up to sea. I built this raft, won't you hop on in? We can leave this place. Set everything behind, feel the warm sunshine, don't need a suitcase. Untie your knot so we can push off, let everything go. Hold on me, I'ma get you there if it's all I know. No more stress, throw it all away, let me keep you dry. Lay on back, you can look on up to my sunset sky. Welcome to my fantasy where everything is meant to be. A rundown place on a bed of sand, just you and me. Grab my hand, we can travel all day, we can call it our own. Witchcraft down as we look on up, no place like home. Welcome to my fantasy where everything is meant to be. I do not know what day
yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh man, I really like that one.
Oh, thanks. I'm honored. Yeah.
It's a beautiful song.
It really
yeah,
is.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you.
Second
That's
song.
That's a good one. It's one of my favorites, actually.
The
it's
ladies really will love that one.
The ladies
for sure.
will love it.
The first one's the single, and the second one's that backup single, yep. right? Yep. You're like, yeah, I think I know who this band is. And then they yeah. hit you with the banger.
Danny, what'd you say earlier? You're like, oh, you know what? I can fix them.
Oh, yeah. Yes. Yes.
They have a hard side of them, but no, I can fix them.
That's right. First song, I'm the bad boys. Yeah, yeah. And then I want to fix them. Yeah. Second song, maybe they'll fix me.
Yeah.
That's what she says.
Yeah, uh-huh. soft side.
The second song proves that you would never yell into anyone's ear at a show.
Yes.
You guys are the
yes, definitely.
Between song whispers. Yeah. Before we get out of here, any plugs, anything, where can everyone find you? What's anything for the band, personal stuff, anything?
Yeah, Spotify, Apple Music, all the internet streamings, YouTube, Instagram, Sideways Music. Yeah, we just got on the TikTok
nice,
game.
Nice,
hell yeah!
Our label
yeah.
told us to do it, so we're
Dude,
gonna do it.
I did too. I was telling them because the Dirty Heads had Vacation started going viral on TikTok, right? Which I'm super happy about.
Yeah.
So the label and shit. So you got to do TikTok. Got to do TikTok. So I fucking made a TikTok page. I did my Vacation TikTok, taken down one day later.
Yeah.
Because there was a bong in the background of my video.
No way.
So they took my video down. I now have zero videos on TikTok. I had one for a bit, but.
But yeah, we got a new record coming out on Law Records. I'm not sure when it's going to drop. We'll release singles throughout the summer. And yeah, that's pretty much it.
Nice, man. Well, we'll have links to for everyone to find you guys and mm-hmm. all that good stuff. But
and then when the album is ready to drop, you guys are welcome to come back.
We'll be back.
Anytime.
Oh,
please. Yeah, please. Yeah, anytime.
Thank you guys so much.
Yeah, man. Thank you guys. And yeah, I guess before we jump out of here, we do have some Q&A from our Patreon members. Guys, if you do want a chance again to ask questions on the show that we will answer, hop on over to our Patreon, sign up. It helps the show get going, and lots of other fun stuff going on over there.
Can
as
I
well.
Read one?
You can.
I like the I've never listened to your music. What song or album should I start with?
Oh, wow.
Definitely not the first one.
Yeah.
I almost forgot about the Q&A. I was like, all right, before we get out of here, but you know what? Now we're going to do the Q&A, and we will answer that very question in 1 second here.
Questions. Woo-hoo. Ask us any question you want.
How'd you like that song, Dustin?
That was great.
Or Duddy P.
Duddy P, yes. I go by Duddy P now.
Dude, let's tackle that one first. So
that's
I didn't
funny.
See that one. Who sent that one in?
Duddy's little scissor sister.
Oh, yeah. That's our Florida girl.
Right on. Yeah, definitely. I would say the newer stuff, maybe just start with the Kaleo song with Peppers is our newest one that's out. Don't go to anything before 2015. But yeah, anything man. New is probably pretty good.
That is awesome.
How funny is that?
Let's see here. Kristen Haggett, who gave us that amazing story. So how could I dare skip your question today? Happy Wednesday, everyone, because this will come out Wednesday. What is a cool souvenir you bought while out on the road? Plus, could you guys give my boyfriend Shane a shout out today? Today is his birthday. Thanks.
Happy birthday, Shane.
Happy birthday,
Shane. Yeah, happy birthday, Shane.
And just for you listening, we're not going to normally give birthday shout outs.
No.
That's not a thing, so don't start asking.
I was going to say something mean. I couldn't come up with a happy birthday, Shane.
She gave us such a good story.
Yeah, you can't.
I had to give her the shout out. What's the cool souvenir I bought out on the road? I have one that I really remember. I have an idea of what I wanted to start, like this cool coffee table, you know, thing for old school baseball mitts. I don't know if you guys have seen these before. They're awesome. I went to some random pawn shop in some small town and I found like a baseball mitt from like the 1920s or something. And it's like the coolest fucking thing ever. So now that's my thing. I want to collect old baseball mitts and I'm going to make like a cool little coffee table thing out of them. Yeah.
Nice.
That's pretty amazing. I have another thing that I know that you bought that you still have that you, the hat, that fuzzy hat. It's over there. Duddy has the hat that he bought in. This was like the first tour when the Dirty Heads, when Lay Me Down hit, and it was like their first big nationwide tour. Duddy bought this fuzzy eared hat. He still has it, and he's worn it on the show a couple times.
I have.
You know, I like that's a funny
I do have
one.
That.
Yeah, you do have that, dude. That's true. This necklace This is a nothing necklace, right? I like elephants. So I found this necklace at Pike's Market in Seattle. It's like that market that's right along the ocean. Yeah. This was 2006. I was touring with HB Surround Sound and I used to wear this little.
Damn.
And I've had it around my neck. I probably wore it on my finger for like a month and it turned green because it's like a shitty fake necklace thing.
Yeah.
And I've had it around my neck ever since 2006.
That's dope.
So I guess that's my favorite thing I bought on tour.
Let's see here. Jacob Disney says, Jake, any tips for an up and coming barber? And Duddy, would you ever let Jake cut your hair? I think people have asked that before. Yeah. Also, everyone follow my barber. Oh, Jacob Disney.
Oh, shameless.
Fucking
trying to use you guys.
Faded Jake. Dude,
it is strictly Knott's Berry Farm for me from here on out.
Because I'm faded Jake because I'm faded and I'm Jake and I'm doing fades.
Oh, you guys got on.
Fade master.
I don't know if I don't get haircuts. So
yeah, I mean, dude, if you wanted a haircut, I'm sure he'd be like, hey, Jake, cut my hair. But he doesn't get haircuts.
How we cut my hair at home. I put it in a little bit of a ponytail situation and my wife goes, bink,
bink.
Every 6 months we do that.
And dude, tips for the up and coming barber. Like barbering's one of those weird things. I guess my tip is just, here's something that somebody told me that I really loved. Every once in a while as a barber, you might have slow days or slow times when you're an up and coming barber, as you say. When I first started, I would have days where I'm like, man, I did two haircuts today. And then obviously a couple years in, you're booked every day, right? But I remember my owner said this to me and the new barbers, and he's all, here's the thing about barbering too. He's all, you're always going to be working on an average. Like when you start out, your monthly average will be so much as you get better and better, your monthly average goes up. He's all, don't look at barbering day to day. Don't go, I only did two cuts today. Because how it works out is you almost always end up doing the same amount of cuts that month.
Yeah.
You're going to make the same amount at the end of the month. You might have a slow day. The next day will be super busy. And he was right. Like when I first started, I remember it was just one of the things he told me. He's all, hey, and you know, when you start out, just don't get caught up. If you have a slow day, keep going. Cause you're going to have a banger of a day and that it all evens out. And eventually you'll just be booked. And I remember it was like like day one, he probably told me that. And it stuck with me. And I was like, oh, that's good advice. And he was right.
Yep.
You always end up making the same amount at the end of the month. And eventually you're so booked up that you make
more,
just as much as you can by the end of the month, however many cuts you want to do.
Yeah.
That's what you'll get. So yeah, just stick with it. Don't think of it as if you have a bad day, just know that you're going to have a good day probably tomorrow or the next day and it'll even it out. And eventually you'll be sailing. Just
apply that to life.
Anything in life. Yeah, big time.
That's just great advice, period.
Because you do get barbers that get bogged down in that. And then you'll be like, fuck, man, I'm dead today, man. This sucks. You know, and it can, you know, you want to make money. Don't let it happen. You're going to have your busy days. You're right. But that is everything in life.
Love it.
Yeah.
Jesse Rules says, what has been your favorite song to record and which one is the most personal to you guys? What about you guys? Do you have one, Dustin? Duddy P?
I would probably say Fantasy, actually, the newer one we have. It's definitely a more like personal subject and just like super mellow. So like we usually kind of write in a different style. Mm-hmm. Kind of like more darker edge, more like grimy bassline reggae style. This one was a very more chill, mellow song that I just really enjoy, like the sound of it. Mm-hmm. It's just like very pretty sounding the whole way through, and it's not reggae at all. And I think it's just a great song.
Awesome. I love it.
Yeah.
Let's see here. What was it? So your favorite song to record. So this one, it's not one of my favorites and it's not like a personal one to me. I love this song. It's great. I love playing this one live as well, but recording it, we had so much fun. It was off our new album, Supermoon, Crowbar Hotel. We did a handful of the songs on this new album. We recorded them live all at the same time in the same room, all together, and just live recorded them. And that was one of them. And we had so much fun recording that one, like with Jared, like whistling the chorus part. And I don't know, there was something the vibe in that room when we recorded that track was just so perfect. And we had such a great time recording it. Yeah, that's mine.
Group vocals are so fun.
Yeah.
Like the few punks, like some of the punk songs we had in HB Surround Sound back in the day when you're, you know, when there's going to be like a group like, hey, or anything.
Oh, yeah.
It's so fucking corny. You're looking at each other and it's like 3, 2, 1, hey, you know, and you're like, yeah, this is fucking fun. But I would say my favorite song that I've done right now is from my Project Surf Cobras that's online. And Let's Go to the Beach, the Surf Cobras song. Just search Jake Bushnell anywhere for music, you know, and you'll find it. Surf Cobras, Let's Go to the Beach. I just, when I listen to that, I'm like, hey, that's one of my best start to finish songs. And I played the drums on that, guitar, and did all the vocals there. So I did almost all the instruments.
Nice.
I love that one.
Dope. Where are we at here? Let's see here. Elizabeth Pratt says, do you add sugar to your cereal? Whoa. No. When did we, as kids, because my mom always got the gross kind with no flavor. That's funny. No.
I remember Cheerios when I was young. I love Cheerios, Just plain now. But when I was a kid, I would either put honey or I remember sprinkling some sugar, dude.
I definitely did too.
I don't know if I remember doing some honey on the Cheerios when we didn't have Honey Nut Cheerios. Yep. I don't know if I remember sugar.
And then I remember.
Let my kids think about that. I don't want to walk in and just see them with spoon. Dude, my son has this buddy, Jackson. They're like best friends. And he comes over a lot after school. And they're in this new thing where we want to make lemonade. But I'm on to them, dude. Because every time they make lemonade and I walk into the kitchen and it just feels like I'm like on like an air hockey table. I'm just like gliding across. I'm just walking on sugar. I'm just like, what the fuck? And I go in there and they're just dumping spoonfuls of sugar. Like, you're not making lemonade.
No.
You're making sugar water.
Yeah, they're making Sunny D.
Yeah.
Seriously.
Melissa Perfect says, this question is for both of you. What's your favorite type of cake? Who fucking cares?
Oh, wow. Seriously. Whatever kind of
cake person.
No. Yeah. I'm not
pie, right?
Yeah, I mean.
Pie is better than cake, but I guess it's not a cake.
Whatever cake, man, we can throw into your face for asking this.
Cake. How about that?
Melissa is pretty awesome. So
she's awesome.
But we love to make fun of her.
Is not
we love
awesome. To make fun this of her. Question is terrible.
The question's she's horrifying. She's great.
Really bad.
So don't judge her, guys. Okay.
Yeah.
We gave her that name. Perfect. We're gonna take it back real fast, Melissa. One more, huh, Duddy?
One more. This is the last question, guys. Before we get into this. Thank you guys again for listening. Hope you enjoyed the show. Check out Sideways everywhere you can find them. And we will be back next week. Last question. Jake LaPointe says, when is DH and Sideways going to do a collaboration? Look at that, Jake. Yeah,
that's what I like to hear.
I think both of your bands would gel together. I think we would as well. I think it would be
a Duddy collab. P, Duddy B would be absolutely insane.
Oh, dude. Rap battle. Duddy B versus Duddy P.
Yeah, we would love to, man. That'd be great.
Wu-Tang style. You guys just back and forth.
No fucking chorus. We don't do choruses. Yeah. We just add more bars.
Right on. B versus P.
Hell yeah.
Thank you guys again for coming
by. What a banger of a show, dude.
Dude, thank you guys for having us, man. This has been great.
Fuck yeah, man.
Outro.
We'll see you guys next week. Love you guys.
Peace.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.